This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking the question, when will it be your time? Sometimes when we're waiting on a situation to shift, we may think, how should I behave in the interim? Because I really believe the time for me is now. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about David's life and all he had to endure in the interim. And that was the time between when he was anointed king and then the time that he was actually appointed king. And sometimes we hit certain milestones and we think we've turned a new corner. And this new corner represents a new season, only to be confronted with more of the same. And maybe David felt this way after he graduated from the shepherd's field to defeating Goliath. But soon after that victory, he would have to deal with a jealous Saul who kept him on the run for years in fear of his life. And then once Saul is killed, surely David might think, this must be my time. But then he would have to deal with Saul's sons because they felt entitled to the throne. And David would enter into a bloody battle with them for another 7 years. So we know finally, at God's appointed time, David would take the throne. But what's interesting is that David shows us how to act in the interim until the scales of justice shift. And he shows us two key things. He is patient and he seeks God's will at every turn. So if you're feeling like you're in an unjust situation that you can't wait to be over, release that situation into God's hands and remember these few words. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. James 5:7. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, be patient in the interim, knowing your time is coming.